the views on the Aleph Amud Beis. So what we learned yesterday was like this. We had three cases, and we went on to the fourth. But we had three cases. What were they? That one, a mouse went in, and we went, and the guy went in after the mouse, and he found food. And we said that whether we can assume the food he found was the food that he was taken in is subject to a dispute between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that you still have to check the whole house. Now, even if you find something, you have to check the whole house. Okay, that we've done. Got that clear. Yeah, everyone, we got it clear. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said you still have to check the whole house. Rabbi said you don't. Then the third case we had was you had 10 pieces and you found 9. There were 10 pieces and you found 9. And the shayla was, nine, you found 10. The second case, but let's go with the 10, you found 9. And the shayla was, what do you have to look for? Rabbi said, you have to look for one piece. And the rabbanon said, you have to look for 10 pieces. Achon? There were 10 and you found 9. The Chachamim said you have to look for 10 pieces. Right? So there's not like, do you look for one or do you look for 10? He said, the Tesa said, we're talking about specific case where these loaves of bread were tied together. That's why the Rabbanan said, there's a good chash. If you took one, he took the whole thing. And not just chash, they said, Alibid Emes, if you took one, he took the whole thing. And therefore, what do you have now? You have 9 new pieces. And the 10, where's the 10? Dotted around the house. So we said yesterday, that from this Gemara, you see, from the third case, you see that we paskin not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That means we paskin like Rebbe, that if one piece of bread gets lost in the house and then you find one piece of bread, you can assume it's that one piece of bread. That's what we said. Why? Because Rebbe said that if you would have 10 and you found 9, you only have to look for one. Okay, Rabbi's very good. Rabbi is Shitosa. You only look for one, and the one that you find is the one that you lost. But the Rabbanan said you look for 10. He didn't say you have to look for the whole house. You just look for 10. That means after checking, and you find 10, even though you've still got another half a house to check, you wouldn't need to look. Come to Rabbanan, you wouldn't need to look. Because once you've found your 10, you don't need to be chayshus for anything else. That was Shitta's Rabbanan. So, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it wouldn't be like that. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you'd have to check for the entire house, because you can never assume that what you lost is what you found. That's what we said yesterday. So that's the Balam Noy. Balam Noy learns that, the Ram Chalava learns that. We said in bring us down that from the third case of Araya, that we don't pass on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So, and what would be, here's the Shaila. Shaila for you to think about, I'll let you think about it yourselves. What would be if somebody checked? Because why does Rebbe and the Rabbanon just say you have to look for a certain amount of loaves? If one goes back, it wouldn't make a difference. Because you can never assume is what you found is what you lost. And therefore you'd have to search the whole house anyway.
You end up finding them all tied together?
Oh, that's a good hour. If you find them all tied together, then what? What are you saying? So then it's obviously that's what you lost. It's because you have a sinner on it. Yeah. So that's a good hour. I was thinking the same.
Okay, yeah. If you don't find all them together.
Right. If you don't find them tied together, if you find them loose. Okay. But once you've found 10...
Once you
find 10, you're done.
Yeah.
Because of Shimon Gamliel, you're not done until you check the whole house.
But their whole svara was that because one is missing, they're all tied, and that's why they're not the same one that you see.
Since they're all tied, if somebody's going to take them, he'll take them all in one go. He's not going to untie them. He'll take them all in one go.
And then you find them untied.
Yeah, eventually they will get untied. So these are saying about Amos learning that it's true. If they're all tied together, one picks up one, he's going to pick them all up.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean they'll be tied right on board.
They both disagree with the rock. I don't know if Shabbat doesn't win today.
Because since you have another writer, which says both the Tanaim, both the Rebbe and the Chamin, both hold one way of thinking, so that shows that's the halacha. Why is that the halacha?
Because
Stam Breis, there's no Naif Shimon Benjamin.
That couldn't be. Because you have a Stam Breis, you have a Stam Breis, not like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. And this whole Breis is not like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. So Aloch is, you have a Stam, so the Aloch is like the Stam. It's not really a Stam, it's Rabbi and the Chachamim, but together they hold the same opinion. You have a Stam Breis, they say not like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. So now, here's the Shaila, I'll let you discuss, I'll let you think about this Shaila. What would be if, after checking the house, they only find one piece of bread. They check the entire house, and they only find one piece of bread. You've checked the entire house, and you only find one piece of bread. You had 10. You've now got 9. And you check the whole house, and you find one piece of bread. What would be in that case?
Do bitter and go vata. What can you do? That's what we were discussing last week. When I was case, I'd say, check again. You're coming back to me and say, no, you've checked the best you can. You've checked the best you can. What can you do? Do bitter and go on.
Do you have to do bitter? Do you have to do bitter?
Well, every
and the Chachamim, right, says Yossi, very good. Very good. This is what we need. In the case before the first of these cases, Machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, right? That Reb Meir, if you checked and you didn't find, right? You checked and you didn't find. It comes to Chachamim, you checked. Very good, you've done it. And it comes to Reb Meir, no, there's still a Chometz there. So you have to do Bittul. Okay? So now in the case when I had 10 pieces and I find 9 pieces, no, I had to have 10 pieces, and now I find 9 pieces there. And then I search the whole house from top to bottom, and I find one piece. Do I have to do bitter? The Yaakov is saying, come to Rameh, yeah, and come to Chomim, no. That's not enough of an answer.
No,
I understand what you meant when you said a man and a comrade. It's not until you should elaborate what you're saying. I understand your point. It's not enough of an answer. Meaning here, there's an added factor. What's the added factor? I had originally 10, and I found 9. 9 in front of me. So only one was missing. I did a search on the house, and I found one. To do, I have to now do little. Or we say, no, I found the one. And therefore, everything's good.
Why can't you say you found 10? You found 9 plus 1.
Right. Do we say that? Do we say that you found 10? That means 9 and a 1. And everything's covered. Everything's sorted. You can now get your ticket and move on. You don't have to do bitzel. Even a mayor would agree to this. The mayor was just talking like if you didn't find it. There you did find it. Oh, but there's a Yaakov.
No.
That Rabbanon of Emea, once you've found it, the reason why they say you don't need to do any more of these is only bitter, because we take on that since you did the thorough search, you didn't find anything else, there's no chametz then. Why?
We had before. And it...
People on the Zoom get email because they let voices out. They go on the Motzah, come. Yeah.
No, we said before, Hanech Tesha Motzah Esther. So, the Machlok is, dude, you have to search for one, you have to search for all of them. But no one says you have to do Bittul. It's just a question of how much that's you right. Have to search. So here, you searched, you found, that's it. You're Yotzik on everyone.
Because Motzah is, he's leading us in the right direction to get the wrong answer, you're quite right. That Motzah is saying that we said before, that if you... You have to search for the number of pieces. You find the number of pieces, and you're okay. You don't need to do bitul. So it says Motzah, you wouldn't have to do bitul. But you're not correct here in Motzah, because what's the answer? Say?
Because Gemara says, "Put up boy next to Levato."
One second, Bernard. One second. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Listen to the words of Yossi Benjamin.
I can't hear him.
I'm going to say, oh. In this case here, remember all the cases, you have 10 pieces and you find 9 where you left them, and then you search the house from top to bottom and you find 1 piece. So this is now subject to a double Tanakh dispute. Why? Because according to Rebbe, the Rebbe that we learn now, you found one. Very good, you found one. That's the one that you lost. And that's the one you found. All 10 pieces are accounted for, like Bernard said, and everything's good. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, according to Rabbanon, sorry, if you left 10 and you found 9, there's definitely still in the house, another 9 pieces, another 10 pieces. You had 10 pieces and you found 9 in that place. Says the Chachamim, the original 10 aren't here. The original 10 are somewhere in the house. So if you now search the house and you find 1, you're still missing another 9. So now this will now be dependent on the Machlokes, Rebbe and Remeir, Rabbonon and Remeir. The Remeir says, in a case when you search the house and you didn't find everything that you lost, you have to do Bitzel. And the Rabbonon says, if you search the house, you know you did the proper search, so it's fine now, so you don't need to do Bitzel. So this Machlokes, which we're now having between Rabbonon and Rebbe, like when he left 10 and you found 9, will still have an upkamina. Where will be the upkamina? If you didn't find all 10, do you have to do Bitzel or not? It depends on another Machlokes, Remeir and Rabbonon. You hear? In a case when you want to, and you find the one, you don't need to search anymore. But here says the Rabbanon, I know there's another 9 still to find. Because they hold that since when you put 10 and you find 9 in that place, the original 10 aren't here. So where are they? They're lost in the house. So what's the halacha? If you search the house for lost chametz and you don't find it. No, what's halacha? If that's what I was commenting, don't find the chametz. Machlokes. No. The chametz said, oh, ubodak v'loy ashkach, which is case number 5, I think, yeah? Ubodak v'loy ashkach. According to the chachamim, you search the house, you can take on the chametz isn't there. And according to Remeir, the chametz is there, and the chomet is that you need to do bitul. Oro bodek v'loy ashkat machlikas v'meir v'chachomim. So according to the chomim, you've done a search, you're okay. V'meir, you have to do bitul. So in this case here, when I had 10 pieces and I find 9 pieces, right? So according to the chomim, there are still another 10 pieces lying around. So where do they go? So now if we go back to the other machlik, come to the chachamim of that machlik, if you search the house and you don't find, so if I say, then I had them out, took them away.
That was a small piece after
I ate it. Right, you took it all out.
Here's 10.
Somebody else took it out, doesn't make a difference. 10 achmarim came. If you search the house, you don't find. And according to Remeir, if you didn't search the house, you didn't find, it's still there. Actually, where it's gone. Never, you need to do another.
If they hold it, it's still there. How can you have the missile?
Who's they? No, they hold it's not there. You start the house, it's not there anymore.
No, in the case of the 10.
They hold that these 9 are not the original 9. Right? That means there's 10 which have got lost.
Yes.
So what's that look if chometz gets lost in your house? And you've searched the house from top to bottom and you can't find it. What's that look if 10 pieces of chometz gets lost in your house? You search at the top to bottom and you can't find it. Do bitul, the Gemara said earlier. No, the Gemara said earlier, all ubodak v'loy ashkach, it's on line 23 maybe, or 20, all ubodak v'loy ashkach, look to the Remeir v'Rabbanon, smachlik to Remeir v'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said you did a good bdika, everything's good. You searched all out. You did a good bdika, everything's good. And the Remeir said, no, yeah, since you had called over Shecheskes Tuma, La Oilam Ovi Tuma, Tei Ad Shivadar Chasum Eichas. So all the Tuma is told them. The Kondra Mei, you need to do this. The Kondra Chom, you don't. Right?
He said you have to search for the bedrock.
Yeah, so search for the bedrock.
So you have a kotel, which is a huge kotel. Why? There's a hole inside it.
You have to sell.
You can't reach in there.
Okay, if you're talking about that case, then it has to be so.
So when is Rabbi Meir held? Did you got to keep on searching till you found it?
Or, no, a male did do this.
Just
a male do this, huh? Because the Chomet, you don't need to do it. Right? Because a male, you need to do this because the Chomet is still there. According to a male, you don't because the Chomet isn't there.
You mean
a Chomet? Yeah, we're putting out two brises together.
Why can I put the next brises together?
You can, I want to say,
you know what? A Chomet guy walked into the house.
Oh, no, no, no. Yossi, I just want to get to the point I want to get to. So that's an interesting side. You did a thorough search. Okay, let me just finish this point. You did a thorough search, and you found one piece. The Machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim. From the Chachamim, one piece, not enough. One piece, you should be finding 10. So you've still got lost comments. So what do you do when you get lost comments? You have to type in something else into your computer, and lost comments is another Machlokes, Chinameh and the Chachamim. But there's lost comments in the house. So we said before from the Baramoy, from this Braisa, the Sam Braisa, you see, not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because the Kunda Chachamim, you have to just look for 10 pieces. And the Kunda Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you anyway have to search the whole house. Says the Ran, it's not true. There is enough Gamliel. There's no Ran, not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Here we're talking about you search the whole house. You search the whole house and you only found one piece. You only found one piece. And now what's the Halacha? The Machlokes. Rebbe and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi, the piece you found is the piece that you lost. According to Chachamim, no, you haven't found all the Chomets. You still have lost Chomets. So we're not talking about where you only search for half the house. But I understood that Rabbi was saying, just look for one piece and then finished. And if Shimon Gamliel, and then you don't need to carry on searching. And if Shimon Gamliel is saying, and the Chachamim is saying, just look for 10 pieces and then you don't need to carry on searching. Then you don't need to carry on searching. That's how the Baramoy understood. Says the Rambam is not true. They know. Rabbanan also holds that you have to search the whole house. Because they hold the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. You can never assume the pieces that you found are the pieces you lost. But you search the whole house. But the Rabbanan is saying until you find 10 pieces, you should know you still have chomets left in your house. Until you find 10 pieces, you still have a problem of chomets in your house. You still have a problem of chomets in your house. Another side, all the bearing again. Another side.
Why don't we say that from the argument of Rebbe and Chachamim, we see that we don't hold like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Why don't we say from the argument of Rebbe and Chachamim, we see we don't hold like Rebbe Meir.
Very, very good. Not that we don't, we hold like Rebbe Meir. Not that you don't hold like Rebbe Meir. You hold like Rebbe Meir. They're saying you should know you still have some chometz in your house. And therefore you need to do bitter. Which is
but then we're misdirect two chumras because Rabbi Meir's argument with the Chachamim. So yeah, now we're saying we're going to go like the Chachamim, but we're going to go like Rabbi Meir. But then the Chachamim dispute Rabbi Meir.
That's a different Chachamim. Not all Chachamim are the same. It's a different Chachamim. Or let me tell you a different Shaila. What would you say this Shaila? Yeah, can you tell me this Shaila? Somebody, so the same story. He had 10 pieces, and he found 9, and then he searched around the house, and he found 1. Okay? Now on Pesach, this is Chazar of Perik Aleph. On Pesach, he found a piece of bread. He doesn't know is it chometz or matzah. Can he eat it? It's Svadi type of matzah, which you don't know if it's chometz or matzah. Can he eat it? How many of you ask this question? It's not going to be a one-word answer. Yes or no. It's going to be a little bit more than that. Very good. He's diplomatic here.
Wait a minute.
Why is that suffix?
Because he
doesn't know if it's... you don't know if it's chometz. So what's our loch if you find bread in your house? Son? Find bread in your house on Pesach. What's our loch is? Chometz. You don't know it. You find something, you don't know if it's chometz or matzah, can you eat it? On Pesach, some on a normal Pesach. Not in this case. Bam.
Was it a box used for matzah?
No. A box used for matzah?
In our case, it was a box that we used for both chometz and matzah.
Very good. Yossi's remembering the Gemara that we learned. Yeah, so what's our halacha? If on Pesach you find a piece of bread, which you don't know is a matzah. I'm using bread, but lechem, matzah is also lechem. Lechem alini. Is it matzah or chametz?
Matzah,
says Yossi. You're allowed to eat it. Why are you allowed to eat it? Very good. We learned the Gemara earlier that since you get cleaned out and you've cleaned your house, so no chametz is left in the house, and you find it. Adina Machabasa, we use the lashon. You go after the last one. The last one is matzah, so you can eat it. Yeah, you can eat it. You all agree? The Rebbeinu, do you agree? If you find something, you're not sure if it's chametz, the Gemara says you can eat it. Okay, fine. Now, what would be if somebody had 10 pieces of bread? He found 9. He searched out and found 1 more. That was all before Pesach. And on Pesach, he found a piece of bread. He doesn't know if it's matzah or Pesach or chametz. Are you allowed to eat it? You had 10 loaves of bread, 10 loaves of chametz, real chametz. You find 9, then you search the house and you find another one, the whole house from top to bottom. You find another one, and then on Pesach you find a piece of bread, a piece of something. You're not sure if it's Pesach, a matzah or chametz. Are you allowed to eat it? This is subject to machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. This is Tayla machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim. According to Rebbe, that said if you had 10 pieces and you lost 9, you have to find 1 more. And you found 1 more. So the whole house is now checked. The whole house is checked. I'm saying, according to the Chachamim, if you had 10 pieces, you find 9, you should know there's 10 pieces of bread inside it. You searched the house and you didn't find them. But we're telling you, you should know you have the bread, you have bread in there. If on Pesach you find that 1 piece of bread, then that piece of bread, now it's barred. You didn't check, obviously, so good enough. We have to be chayshus, that's chametz. Because according to Chachamim, we know there was really meant to be 10 pieces of bread there. So you start out and you find only 1. But then on Pesach you found another 1. So that's another 1 of the 10, maybe. So it's going to be chametz, you can't eat it. Yeah? Another nafkamina between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Another nafkamina. 2 interesting shaydas which come out. Okay, all this is in Chiddush HaRan. If anyone wants pure enjoyment, just open up Chiddush HaRan and start reading. It's just geshmak, molly molly geshmak. Okay, so now let's move on now to the next case which we started yesterday, which was that you left in one corner and you found in another corner. We said it's a machlekes of Shem Ben Gamliel and the Rabbanon. Why? Because Rabbanon said you have to be choishesh that in Adam Tomei, remember they were talking about the Mokhachamim, there was somebody lost an axe. Let's read it inside. The Tanya, Kaldim, second line on Yudam and Beis. Kaldim. So Ovid Babai, a Kaldim that got lost in the house, you don't know where it is. Abai is Tommy. The house is, Yeah, Israel, yeah. Abai is Tommy. The house is Tommy. Shani Oimel, because I say, Adam Tommy nichnes lishom, benotli. A Tommy person came into the house and took it. If Shimon Gmiel says, Abai is Toy, the house is Toy. Why? Because you're just forgetful, that's why. Shani Oimeh Shilo La'acha V'Shocha. It entered somebody else and you forgot about it. Oi, Shenotlim is always moving, Yechuzov is Acheres V'Shocha. Or you took it from one corner and put it in another corner and you forgot about it. V'Shocha. So Gemara is bothered about these words about Zobis. Because the Gemara is talking about, the Brahms was talking about where this Karadim got lost. And now we're talking about where you find the Karadim in a different corner. So it's a different case. A Karadim got lost, what's the din? Yeah, okay. Rabbanon say, if someone else says it's okay, the house is okay. Why? Because you probably lent it to something you've forgotten. Or you placed it in a different corner. And you found it in that corner. But we're talking about where it got lost. So it says the Gemara, Zobis man de kaushmei. It's an Aramaic expression. Man de kaushmei means, who's mentioning it? Man is who? The kaur, it comes from a zochar, dalet and zayin interchange in Aramaic. So man de kaur, shmei. Who mentioned his name? Why is on that corner? Who mentioned his name? Why is on that corner is it? There's something missing. So we're saying like this. A cardinal gets lost in a house. Tanakama says, Abai's Tommy. Why? A new case. If you left the cardinal in one corner and you found it in a different corner, Habai Tommy, the house is Tommy. Why? Shall you oy me Adam Tommy nechus l'sham? The nothing is of his do. The nichem is of his achers. I say that a Tommy person came in and moved it, moved it out. Then Shimon ben Gamliel oy me Habai is Tommy. Why is Habai Tommy? Shall you oy me hishilo la'achem b'shochach? So in the first case, don't worry, he lent it to somebody else and he forgot about it. Oy. In the second case, Shenotlim is on a zoo, and Yech was on a zoo, B'shachach. He took it from this corner and placed it in another corner and forgot about it. So the main instead of Shimon Gamliel, he doesn't have to worry at all. Because the cowden that was in one place, you just basically put in the other place. It never got lost in the first place. It never got lost in the first place. So we spoke out this yesterday that according to Shimon Gamliel here, how can we reconcile that with the other Shimon Gamliel? Shimon Gamliel had told us that if you search a house for chometz and you find chometz, you can't assume it's for chometz he lost. So he said that's what we're talking about, chometz that got lost. Chometz that got lost, you can't assume. But here we're not saying anything got lost in the first place. It possibly got misplaced. When you find that chometz in a different corner, it's a possible that that chometz which you thought was in that corner is really over here. It's not that anything got lost, that you're searching for it. It's human error, right? What do you say? Oh, so now Yossi is asking what about the other way around. The chometz here are saying it's lost. So we'll see next time. So Rashi is going to talk about that. Let's start Rashi. Habayis Tommy. Habayis Tommy. There's Rashi. Kol Kali Habayis Tamim. The top Rashi, first line on the page. Kol Kali Habayis Tamim. All the Kalim of the house of Tomei, Shani Omer, Odom Tomei Nichens Lashon. I've got to assume that Tomei person came in the house, or Mishamish Ben Kol, and Mishamish Bechol Kali Habayis, and he touched all the Kali Habayis. Zotnia. Huh? Yes. Zotnia's Mandakao Shemei. Mordechai, you saying something? Hello? Mordechai? You're on mute.
Sorry, my Zoom keeps going in and out. I'm just wondering, I mean, we have like a cloud, like, you can be a surin. Here, you misplaced your act, and we have to assume that Rishayim are going to your house and ransacking and creating tumah that doesn't exist. Why do I go so far to assume this?
Right, but even Tuba, we
know that when somebody came in, or we have a blind madaver, not just that you misplaced your axe and you found it on the other side of your bed. You thought you put it on the right side, you found it on the left side. Like,
the second place is on the page, ask your question. Okay? Sam will get that as well. So the question of the Gemara was, the Brisa starts off talking about losing something, but finishes with finding it in a different corner. She says that there's something missing in the Brisa. What's missing? Third line of Rashi. Shani Oimer. Adam Tommy, I'll say, and Adam Tommy comes in, Nicholas Hashem, and he took the one that got lost. Regarding the second case, where you find in another corner, Shema Adam Tommy, Hinichisham, perhaps an olden Tommy placed it there. And if Shimon Gamliel says we don't have to be chayshish. Ve'gabei chometz nami, says the Gemara, ve'gabei chometz nami. Ve'gabei chometz nami. Ve'gabei chometz nami, says Rashi, yeah? Ve'gabei chometz nami, we're now in the fifth line of the page of Rashi. Ve'gabei chometz nami, le'abonon chayshishin shema achba also. For the Rabbanon of Choshes, and perhaps the Achba took it, right, to another corner. So what? I found it. And here's the amazing word of Rashi. The Kivan Shech Choshesim La Achba, if we're Choshes for an Achba, his lovers, Nami, Loizel. We have to be Choshes, maybe this isn't the one they found. The one they lost is not the one you found. El Acher, there's another one. Rab Shimon, Tayyim Ba'odam Atzmoy, we stand to say the person made a mistake, human error. Sure, also the Shachach himself forgot about it. Bein Tzach Vedika. And you don't need the Vedika. So says Rashi, an amazing thing. Says Rashi, the roles are all, have been reversed here. The Rabbanon here are telling me that, you know, the Chometz that was in place A and found in place B was moved by a mouse. And as much as moved by a mouse, you have to be chayshish, maybe the one you found is not the one you lost. And if Shimon Gamliel says, no, it was never lost, it was just human error, you thought you placed it in one place, really you put it in another place. It was never lost, you don't need to do the bdikah at all. So this is what Yossi was asking before, is this not a steer in Shittas Rabbanon? Rabbanon Ahmed Aleph told me that if one piece got lost and you found one piece, you can assume the piece that you lost is the piece that you found. And here, the Rabbanon is saying, if you have a mouse that moves the chometz from place A to place B, you can't assume that the chometz found in place B is really the chometz that was lost from place A. Why not?
Because mice work at random. It could be one mouse, two mice, they could take it, they move it, everything. That's involved.
The Yudamad Aleph was also talking about mice there. They were talking about Aru Bodak, and you found the mouse went in with a loaf of bread, and you found a loaf of bread. The Rabbanon said you can assume that what you found is what you lost. Why can't we do that here as well? Here we're seeing that if you have chometz in place A, which a mouse took to place B, you can't assume that this piece that's in place B is the same piece that was in place A. You have to be cautious, maybe there's others. Why? Because the chomer should be able to be maker. Nachon? What do you say, Rabbanon? I have a piece of bread that was in place A, I found it in place B. Says Rabbanon, you should know it wasn't you that did it. A mouse did it. And as much as a mouse did it, you have to be a chesh the mouse did more. And this is what you found. You don't see the mouse in front of you. So what's the difference?
They saw pretty much the direction he was going in, where he could have dropped it off. Very sure there was a specific piece. And here you see it like a foot mouse. One of the things that he said the mouse took beforehand was a piece that he took into a little hole somewhere.
Well, interesting story. Interesting spot. I don't know if it's true though, but also he wants to maybe mechalik, but in that case of Olo Bodak, was a case when you did a bdika, you saw where it was going, you did a bdika straight after it, it's a bdika in Rashi that way. That's why the Rabbanon said here you can be made, there you can be made by Rashi. And here got lost in the house, you have to do a whole bdika. That's what Yossi wants to suggest. Place is after Kasha. Place is here, the top place on the page, after is Kasha. And here, Bezov is doing, Motzov is Acheres, look there, they're singing near the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon took bdika, says place is why. The Christian Shema Achba also has the Achba did this. Veloy Zeo Sheniach. And it's not the one that you left. The less Lehu Rabbon, says Jesus. The less Lehu Rabbon, who Shalad, who Shinitza. Ela Kiv Shem Megim Liel. Says Jesus, this bright sir holds of Shem Megim Liel. This bright holds of Shem Megim Liel. So maybe you have to search. Because you don't, Shem Gamliel held, you can't say who's Shavat, who's Shemot. Adapting in this case of Shimon Gamliel himself says you can be Meikel, because he says it's human error. You yourself put it there. But in as much as Rabbanon hold the Yatri Chishish Vachborim, the Rabbanon here hold, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel there, that if something's lost, you can't assume what you find is what you lost. The Tosafot here tells me that there, if Shimon Gamliel, Tosafot tell me that if Shimon Gamliel, that the Chachamim here holding of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What don't you understand? Ooh. What don't you understand?
How many
people had
said
that when
the house
was
missing? When
some
of the house
is
going
in,
you have to search the whole house?
No. They said you don't. The Chachamim there said you don't. But these Chachamim hold you to. Why? Because these Chachamim hold like Rishim Ben Gamliel. The word Chachamim is confusing because Chachamim not everywhere means the same thing. It can be certain Mishnah is where Chachamim hold one thing and Chachamim hold the exact opposite. Right? It's just the word that the crisis, where the majority opinion, that right held one way. And here the majority opinion, this right holds differently. So this right to hold the halacha is like of Shimon ben Gamliel, that you cannot assume that the chametz that got lost is the chametz that's found. Can't assume that. Right. Yes, so why don't we need to search the whole house here? Because he says nothing was lost. It's just human error. You thought you put in one corner, you really put in another corner, nothing got lost. But if something did get lost, you have to search the whole house. And if you know something got lost, is you have to search the whole house.
If you know you put it in a specific corner, what it says, and he finds it in the corner, God said you forgot.
That's what it says in the right.
You forgot.
You're
the one who moved it.
Yeah.
If you're certain you didn't move it, they'll consider it lost.
Yeah, if you've got CCTV there, it definitely wasn't you that moved it, and then I mean, they'll be lost. And you'd have to search it for
the whole house.
Right.
Where do I find
right.
Three.
Right.
So we have a thumb that I moved it and I moved it, they'll assume that you didn't move it.
Right. Right. So it comes out, then according to this, it comes out that this Gemara holds that lot of time Shimon Gamliel. Remember, beforehand we were saying that the Balamari learned that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel from the previous place. According to this line of Tosfos, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because it's saying the Chachamim are saying you have to search the whole house, because they held like Rav Shimon Gamliel. This price is saying that if this mouse took it from one corner to another corner, then it can't assume that what you find is what you lost. There's bad thing you can because there was nothing was lost. But there are problems if something was lost. And now that thing was lost, you can't assume what you find is what was lost. Who holds that opinion? Who holds that if something's lost, you can't assume what you find is what was lost? That's right. So the Chachamim are holding Iris back.
That means
that any time something gets lost in your house, you have to search the entire house. That means that these chachamim are in agreement with Rav Shimon Gamliel there. And those chachamim aren't, but these chachamim are. So we have a stamp right to like Rav Shimon Gamliel here. That's the first test of Tosfos. Second test of Tosfos. Inami, Alti Afilaki Rebbe, it's going like Rebbe, or Maisi, this is a very simple test. Well, Mari could go in Sha'in Yedea, Kama Kikoris, and Yach, he doesn't know how many loaves he placed there. We're talking about a case where you don't know how many loaves were there in the first place. And the mice took some, or them. And you don't know how much. So the many have to search the whole house, because you have to assume that the mouse took them, and we can't therefore know that I found all of the ones, because I don't know how many there were in the first place. Yes, Inami. Inami Osi Afila Kurebi can fit in even upon Terebi. Umari, referring here, you're going to any day, he doesn't know Kama, Kikori, Siniach, how many loaves he left. It's a Bedike. And you need to do a Bedike, Shemale Motsa Kulam, because then maybe you didn't find all of what you lost. If I've got 10 pieces of bread, I place in one corner, right? And I only find 5 in another corner, then of course you have to look for the other 5. Nachon? Happens if I had X amount of pieces, I don't know how much X is in one corner, and I find Y, means a certain amount of bread, in another corner. So the Rabbanon said you should know the mice moved it from place A to place B. But you only found Y. You don't know you don't know how many pieces you originally had. You had a certain amount of pieces. You don't have many pieces. So it could be only one of the pieces is in this corner, and the rest of them are still dotted around the house. So you have to check in order to find all the rest of the pieces. So it could be even Rebbe would agree in this case you have to search the whole house. All Rebbe says is if you lost one piece, and you find one piece, you can assume that one piece that you lost is what you found. If you lost X amount of pieces, and you find only one piece, how do you know that you found all the pieces that got lost?
Well, why are we talking about that case?
Maybe that's the case.
Why are we suggesting that?
So they should be able to fit in with Rebbe.
But that's not the case. Otherwise the case would have been described in that fashion.
All it says is in here, there's a little much of over there. Don't say how many. That's the first sentence. The first sentence is the same. It doesn't say how many. It must be going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Not Gishmak, because the previous Gemara seems to be going not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Chachamim also didn't hold of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel then. So it's not Gishmak to say that these Chachamim hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So because of that kasha, Tosis is going to say, make a Tosis. So we're talking about X amount of pieces. You don't know if you found all of them. Yeah, then yeah. Because since you forgot about it, so we can assume that you took what was ever there and put it here. And therefore, we don't have to assume anything is lost. Only things are lost, we have to be cautious.
Even though I don't know the count of
their lives. Yeah, doesn't matter. I don't know what I moved from there. I was never to be worried about it. Okay.
I've been in cases where, funny, we see the right to death being somebody from Tommy walked into my house from America.
That's
from the time they all my kids. I can't assume that same person came into the house and just munched on one of these
in something makes you Devada. In something makes you Devada. I definitely had something in one corner. And it's not there now. So you want to say maybe yes, it's maybe not. Can't stand me, Mito. Okay. And you see, all these cases are very connected with each other. So if you have time, could I do a chazara of these cases so you can tie them all together again? That means with Remea, Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Brice of Remea, the Brice of Shimon Gamliel, it's right. Okay. Have a good day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice that you joined. Do you want to carry on learning with Yossim, or you have to leave us?
Well, I could try. I mean, I could try. I mean, I just caught this last bit. You know, the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to.
I keep you on, Yossi on and Shimon and Tim. He's busy sitting in his government desk there.
Right, well, have a
good day, everyone.
Well, I have a quick question. Is there a way to say that it could be a machloka between Rav Gamliel and Rashbag and Rashbag, between those two cases?
Between the two cases?
The same person? No, it's the same.